Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify your name. Thank you for the perfect salvation plan, which made you not to withhold your only begotten Son, that he may die for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You embraced the cross. You endured the cross. You despised the shame. So that today, those of us who are not a people can become your people. Those of us who had not obtained mercy can obtain mercy. What a loving Savior you are. What manner of love is this? That a man will give up his life for his friends. Thank you, Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer. Thank you for taking the way of the cross. Thank you for the cruel death that you died for us. Today, we are saved. Our names are in the book of life. We have the hope of reigning with you just because of the sacrifice. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, we are grateful, for you are the one that is revealing the love of Jesus in our hearts. You are the one that is shedding the love abroad in our hearts, helping us to know Jesus more, helping us to be more like him, helping us to serve him with delight. Holy Spirit, what could we have done without you? Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. We appreciate you. Your word says, unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Lord, we are gathered before you today. Although we may be in different locations all over the world, our hearts are knitted together to declare that you are Lord. Beside you, there is no one else. In heaven above, on earth beneath, no one can compare with you. Every other God is an idol. It's the work of your hands. Thank you. We ask, oh God, that you will meet with us today, that you help us to pray aright, and that our prayers shall be answered, that souls will be saved into your kingdom, that the sick shall be healed, deliverances shall be wrought, and your name alone shall be glorified. Blessed be your name, precious Father. We love you, dear Jesus, for we pray and worship in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Once again, with Jesus' joy, I would like to welcome everyone that has linked up to pray and to worship with us this blessed Good Friday. It's a Good Friday indeed. A Good Friday like no other. Thank you. As I welcome every member of New Covenant Church in Nigeria, I welcome every member of New Covenant Church all over the world. And I welcome our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, who do not fellowship in any branch of New Covenant Church, but you have chosen today to worship with us virtually, online, that we may cry unto God together. I trust God that the blessings of today shall be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The starting point is to thank the Lord that we are alive. In times like this, many have died. You are alive. Members of your family are alive. Your loved ones are alive. Isn't it good to thank the Lord? So we'll open this prayer meeting. But wherever you are, in your homes, in your cell groups, separate the next few minutes to thank the Lord that you are alive. If you are saved, thank the Lord that you are saved. Thank the Lord that your name is in the book of life. Spend the time to pray in the next few minutes, and I'll ask somebody in the home or in the cell group, after 1 minute, should now round off that prayer. Somebody in your house or in the cell group should please now round off the prayer of thanksgiving. Precious Father, united in our hearts, wherever we may be, although separated with hundreds, thousands of kilometers, we come to thank you for the gift of the breath of life. The Bible says, and God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. So without the breath of life, we'll all be dead, we'll all be gone. We are alive by your mercy. Your steadfast love never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. And so we're thanking you for life today. Thank you for preserving us. Many have died. Many have been destroyed. It's not because we are better than them, but you have preserved us because you are a merciful God. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, not only because we're alive physically, thank you, dear Lord, that we are alive spiritually. For as many among us that are born again, we are grateful that our names are in the book of life. Thank you that we have given our hearts to the Lord Jesus. We are grateful that we have the hope of reigning with you forevermore. Blessed be your name, dear Father. In Jesus' name, we have thanked the Lord. Amen. I said earlier on that this is a Good Friday like none other. A Good Friday that many are not going to church. A Good Friday that you are spending in your home. A Good Friday that you may not be able to visit your loved ones. You may not be able to go to a place you would like to go. But in spite of it all, the Lord is good. And his mercies endure forever. The entire world is witnessing the coronavirus pandemic, which has been rechristened COVID-19. Started towards the end of December in China and gradually has reached almost all countries in the world. As at the last count, which was last night, that I know of, over 1.5 million people have been affected, have tested positive for coronavirus. That is just the number that went to the hospital or that went for testing. Many went through the problem at home. I know some that I was praying with in the US, in New York, some prayer I was praying with outside Nigeria that had all the symptoms, but they stayed home, and by God's grace now they are healed. Isn't the Lord good? Over 90,000 have died all over the world. In the US, over 16,000 have died, over 1,700 in the last 24 hours. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of warfare perished? And so it has sent shivers all over the world. Of course, almost everybody in this generation has never seen anything like this. But we know that something like this happened just about 100 years ago. It was called the Spanish flu. Started in 1918, the first quarter, and it lasted for almost 3 years, up to December 1920. About 100 years ago. In the Spanish flu, 100 years ago, the entire world population at that time was just about 1.5 billion people. And one third of the world then was affected. 500 million people, one third of 1.5 billion, were affected by the Spanish flu. Out of the 500 million, 10% of them died. 50 million people died because medicine, Medical knowledge is not as advanced as we know today. So a lot of deaths all over the world. There's a very, very close parallel between what happened 100 years ago and what is happening presently. At that time, theaters were closed, schools were closed, church buildings were closed, mosques and other places of worship were closed, just like we're having today. Even at that time, 100 years ago, cold storage plants were used as temporary morgues, temporary mortuaries, just like we're having in Italy and Spain right now, that cold storage plants are being used to store dead bodies because the mortuaries are too small to contain the number of the dead. 100 years ago, it was compelled. Wearing of face masks was compelled. You cannot leave your house without wearing a face mask. I'm sure some of you have seen pictures in black and white of people wearing face masks 100 years ago. Yes, that has happened 100 years ago. But that does not reduce the significance of what is happening to you and I at this time. Please, don't fall for the dummy that this is just an ordinary happenstance. It has happened before. It will happen again. There is no big deal about it. Please don't believe that. Because it would never have happened without God permitting it. And you will see that this current pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, looks like a targeted missile. It knew where to go. It didn't miss its target. Started in Wuhan in China, the most populous country in the world with population of about 1.5 billion people. And they are aspiring to take over from US as the greatest world power. Very ambitious. It started there. Thousands of people died. Coming from Asia to the Middle East, it went to Iran. And the first place it landed was their parliament, where laws were made. From there to Italy, the seat of the Catholic faith. From there to Spain, from there to UK, United Kingdom. Getting to the United Kingdom, it landed in the Buckingham Palace. We thank God for the recovery of Prince Charles. May he live to fulfill the number of days in the name of Jesus. It landed in Downing Street, the seat of government in the United Kingdom. Thank God for the recovery, progressive recovery of the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson. We've been praying for him in the last few days. We ask that the Lord in his mercy will cause him to recover fully in the name of Jesus. Getting to Canada, affecting the Prime Minister's wife. Getting to the United States of America, landing in the White House and in the Congress. Targeted missile. Knowing where to strike. Coming to Nigeria. About 5 weeks, 6 weeks ago. Came in, yeah, through an index case of somebody who traveled. But within a few days, it landed in Aso Rock, the seat of government of Nigeria. Landed in government houses. Three governors within 1 week tested positive for coronavirus. Targeted missile. We are grateful to God for healing our governor here in Oyo State, Governor Makinde. We pray he will continue to enjoy good health. We are grateful to God for healing the governor of Bauchi State, and we trust him to heal the governor of Kaduna State in the name of Jesus Christ. We are also praying that the chief of staff to the president in the Aso Rock, that the Lord will have mercy on him and heal him and cause him to recover in the name of Jesus. As many as are ill presently, having tested positive for coronavirus, may the Lord have mercy. May the healing virtue of the Lord touch you. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are we saying? COVID-19 is not an happenstance. Don't believe that lie that it's happened like it should happen. Whatever may be the conspiracy theory that is flying about, without God permitting, it will never have happened. And I believe that God wants to use this to turn our attention to Him. Those of us who are Christians, reading through the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, you will see that many times, countless number of times, when people went away from the Lord, went astray, went into sin, God allowed them to suffer from war. God allowed them to suffer from famine. God allowed them to suffer from pestilence or plague, like we are suffering from presently. And each time they ran back to God to cry, God will have mercy and heal their land. You and I will agree that the world is in deep sin. Which type of sin? Sin of godlessness. Many parts of the world, we think we are self-sufficient without God. We think we don't need God, especially for countries that are rich, that are powerful militarily. What do we need God for when we have money? What do we need God for when we have the military might? What do we need God for when we have good hospitals, good drug doctors, we have good scientists? Godlessness. Living our life without God. Second major sin I can perceive is sexual perversion. Man marrying man. Woman marrying woman. Some of them are in governments all over the world. Some of them are in media houses all over the world as our icons, who are gays and lesbians. Some transgender. They would have been a man until maybe they are 20 years old, and they will think, no, I'm not supposed to be a man. I want to be a woman. And they will change to become a woman. I've been a man all these years. I'm not supposed to be a man. I should be a woman. They will change to become a woman. Sexual perversion, including bestiality. Some meet mating with animals. What can be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah? We have been in sin. What about shedding of the innocent blood? I'm sure you will read in the Bible that the blood of the innocent cries for vengeance all over the world. Some time ago, about 1 year ago, one citizen of a nation was living in another nation and went to the embassy of his country in another country to renew his passport. We were told that they waited for him there and murdered him. Murdering a man that had a wife, had children, just because he criticized the government. How many people have been murdered by Boko Haram, by Al-Qaeda, by ISIS all over the world? In Nigeria, in the last 1 year, it's been terrible. Herdsmen will come to your house, take you, rape you, and collect ransom. Some cases, they collect ransom and still kill. Early this year, a young seminarian in Kaduna State was killed. Shedding of innocent blood. Don't you think this innocent blood will cry for vengeance like the blood of Abel? Oh, we have sinned and we have fallen short of the glory of God. And the important thing we should note, when the world is in sin, the world cannot repent. Again, I will repeat, I will re-explain. The world cannot pray to God for mercy. Why do I say so? My Bible tells me in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. But the prayer of the just, of the upright, of the righteous, is his delight.
In other words, when the world has sinned, it is not the world that will ask God for forgiveness, because God cannot hear them. It is you. It is me. The prayer of the righteous is the one that brings a delight to the Lord. And so it is in the interest of the whole world if we Christians will humble ourselves and pray. And so before we take the first prayer point, let's go to 2 Chronicles and see what the Lord promised us who are called by his name when there are problems like this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, I'll read verses 13 and 14 and then we'll pray. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. God saying, if people have sinned and I either cause them to have famine, to have locusts, or to have plagues or pestilence like we are experiencing presently. He said, if his people called by his name, only those who are believers, will humble themselves, pray and seek God's face, he has promised that he will hear from heaven, forgive the sin of the people, and heal their land. That's why it is only us that can pray, and the Father will answer. So the first prayer point, dear Father, you'll be praying in your house, you'll be praying in your cell group, wherever you are. Dear Father, on behalf of the world's political and religious leaders, we confess and repent of our sins of godlessness, sexual perversion, and shedding of innocent blood. Please forgive us in Jesus' name. I'll go over it again. Dear Father, on behalf of the world's political leaders, we confess and repent of our sins of godlessness, sexual perversion, and shedding of innocent blood. Please forgive us in Jesus' name. Can you repent wherever you are? Ask God for forgiveness on behalf of the entire world. Ask the Lord to remember the blood shed and to forgive us our sins. And as you pray, let somebody in your household, any member chosen in your household, in your cell group, round off that prayer after about 2 minutes. Can we pray?
Prepare to round off your prayers now. Please let's remain in attitude of prayer wherever you are. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today, those of us who are called by your name, those of us who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to confess the sins of the world, of the world leaders, political leaders, military leaders, economic leaders, spiritual leaders, even leaders in our homes and families, in our societies, traditional rulers. Every sin of godlessness, worshiping idols instead of God, every feeling of self-sufficiency, thinking that we do not need God since we are rich and powerful. Lord, we have sent God out of our schools. We said in the schools, you cannot pray any longer. In public gatherings, don't mention the name of God. We don't need God. Oh God, please forgive us. Every sins of idolatry, occultism in the seat of power, handing over the throne of governments, of countries, of states to occultic powers. When you are a jealous God, you created the heavens and the earth. Oh God, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But you have assured us that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please forgive us, Father. Every sin of sexual perversion. Oh, you created male and female. Now male is marrying male. Female is marrying female. Some are changing from male to female. Some are changing from female to male. Some are mating with animals. Oh God, please have mercy. Oh God, please have mercy. If you mark iniquity, no one can stand before you. But there's forgiveness with you so that you can be feared. We ask, oh God, that you please have mercy on us. Lord, sins of shedding of innocent blood, because of lust for power, because of lust for wealth, oh God, because of lust for fame, we have killed some people who are some people's children, who are some people's husbands, wives, and parents. We who cannot give life, we have taken life. We have snuffed out lives from people who have not committed any sin. Oh God, we know this blood shed innocently may be crying out for vengeance. Please forgive us, oh Lord. Oh God, please forgive us. Remember the blood of Jesus that was shed on a good Friday like this. Let the blood cleanse us of our sins. Lord, forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Still talking of the current happening, coronavirus, COVID-19. If the Lord permitted it, he has one purpose. And I want us to turn in our Bible to Haggai chapter 2, verse 7. Haggai is a book in the Bible towards the end of Old Testament. Haggai chapter 2. We'll read just one verse, and that is verse 7. Haggai 2, verse 7. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with my glory, says the Lord of hosts. When the Lord shakes nations, he allows this so that nations can run to the desire of all nations. You will see that in your Bible, the statement desire of all nations is written in capital. It's talking about Jesus. The Bible says the government is upon his shoulders. And so God has permitted this, that the world may acknowledge that there is a God in heaven. Military might has failed. You can't shoot coronavirus. Money has failed. Some have money, you can't use it. Let me taunt you. If you have been in your home
in the last 2 weeks. What about those beautiful shoes? Where did you wear them to? Those beautiful clothes. The 8 cars in your garage, in your home. Where have you taken them to in the last 2-3 weeks? Vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. So God has permitted all of this, that the whole world may run to him. And so we are going to take the second prayer point. Second prayer point, we'll be praying at home, wherever we may be. Dear Father, please let this coronavirus plague use it to touch the hearts of world leaders. Use it to touch the hearts of people generally, so they can bow their knees to Jesus, so that they can acknowledge God as the sovereign God, so that they can turn from their wicked ways. Unless world leaders do this, coronavirus may be prolonged. It is in the interest of every world leader for God to touch their hearts, to acknowledge that there is a God in heaven, like he did to Nebuchadnezzar. To acknowledge God, so that the wrath of God can quickly be turned away. Can we pray? Let's prepare to round off our prayers now. Precious Father, when you dealt with King Nebuchadnezzar, he came to the conclusion. He said, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways are justice. And those who walk in pride is able to put down." Lord, we ask, like you touch the hearts of King Nebuchadnezzar, that you touch the hearts of kings over kingdoms, presidents over nations, rulers over dominions, that they will acknowledge that there is no other God beside you. We pray that hearts will be melted, that people, leaders, and followers all over the world will run to the desire of all nations. Let hearts be melted, that they may acknowledge Jesus as Lord and bow their knees before him, and they may turn from their wicked ways. We pray, oh God, that the aftermath of coronavirus pandemic will lead to a more righteous world. A world that acknowledges you as Savior and as Lord. A peaceful and just world. Thank you, Eternal Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Having repented, having asked God to fulfill his purpose of turning the hearts of people to God, I think we can stand between the dead and the living. Don't forget, I said it's our prayer those of us who are called by the name of the Lord, that the Lord can hear. I'll give one example and then we'll read another example from the Bible. There was a time the king of Israel, the second king of Israel, David, sinned. What sin did he commit? He asked his soldiers to number, to take a census of Israel. God was angry, and so he brought pestilence. And in a few hours, 70,000 people were killed. But because David repented and said, "Lord, you should have killed me. I'm the one who sinned. Why are you killing these innocent people? Please have mercy." The Bible records in 2 Samuel 24, verse 16. It said, "The Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, 'It is enough. Now restrain your hand.'" When David, the servant of the Lord, cried, God said, "Enough is enough. You angel of destruction that I've permitted, stop." I'll read another passage, Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16. It contains a story of some people, some notable popular people, rising against Moses and Aaron, who were elected to lead the children of Israel. These people were Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. So 250 of them, including their household, perished because of their rebellion. After that, the people started murmuring. You see now, Moses and Aaron, you have killed 250 people. And God was very, very angry, and he brought a plague amongst them because they murmured, because they complained. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16. Let me start to read from verse 41. Numbers 16, verse 41. "On the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, 'See, you have killed the people of the Lord.' Now it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment.' And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, 'Take a censer and put fire in it from the altar. Put incense on it and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun.' Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the assembly. And already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people." Verse 48. "And he stood between the dead and the living. So the plague was stopped." Verse 49. "Now those who died in the plague were 14,700. Within a few hours. But when the servant of the Lord came and stood between those who were dead and those who are still alive, asking for mercy, the Bible says, "And he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped." Third prayer point. You are going to pray wherever you are. You pray in understanding for some time. And if you can, you pray in the Holy Ghost. It's going to say, "Dear God of mercy, because of the death of thousands of unbelievers, unbelievers are dying and perishing. Because of disruption of lives of believers, please stay the hand of the angel of destruction. Please put a stop to coronavirus pandemic in Jesus' name." Please pray in understanding for some time and pray in the Holy Ghost wherever you are.
Santa Borianto Kuliala Baka Shantoria Rabaha Sentae Imbromaku Suprakatoye. Brethren, let's stand between the dead and the living, asking that the plague will stop because of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Nekantoria Lobo Shantalia. Imbrama Lokreke Noko Supreke Tolobo Shantae. Zapoko Labo Shantoria Rebo Sumbreke Tolobo Shantoria. Jekeke ni masoto kalia bakuria to bosombrea. Embra malo breketolia mbaku suprea ndorobosh. Jekeke ni antos kampa loko sentoria rabaha. Jepato rapo sentoria rabahashke. Supra malo breketola bosh. Zipra malo breketola boshantaya. Embra malo breketola bahashka yanda. Jela broma sotoko inda labaha. Jela broko sopra kami antos ataye. Embra mala braketo la bosque antori de bosque. Zepro mala bashanta la baha. Jekeke ni kata la bosanta la brakataya. Yera basoto la bosataya. Rakabalo braketo la bosantaya. Embro lo boshata la ba. Jekeke ni anto sata la baha. Le kralimbos. Raboshka la hanto. Raboshka li anto hamboski ya. Zikata la baha. Raboshka ta la baha nda la baha. Jekeke ni anto skanta. Empro lo bobo shanta la baha, jekete li anto sataya, engro lo bo. Thank you, dear Father. Father, we come to you today because you are a God of mercy. Lord, most of those who have died in the last 3 months have gone to Christless eternity because they were not born again. Their names are not in the book of life. They have perished on earth. They are still going to perish when you come in hell. So Lord, we ask, your son Jesus came on a day like this so as to save us from death, from destruction. Lord, please have mercy. Even the lives of believers have been disrupted. We cannot congregate together. We cannot win souls. We cannot do discipleship. This is hindering your move. Lord, we ask because of that you will shorten the time. Because you are a merciful God, we pray, God, you will remove your anger. We pray, oh God, that you will command the angel of destruction to stop his hand. We will command coronavirus to stop. So Lord, we stand in the pool of the blood of Jesus. We stand upon our authority of the word of God. And we say in the name of Jesus, coronavirus, akamporaba, shekamporiakata, COVID-19, enough in the name of Jesus. Matokayataraba, over China, over Asia, over the Middle East, over Australia, over Europe, over the Americas, over Africa, over Nigeria. It is enough. Stop in the name of Jesus. We stand between the dead and the living. We stand between the dead and the living. We command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, coronavirus, stop your progression. Masotoria, end your death and destruction. Coronavirus, we ask that the wind, the east wind of God, blows you away now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Next prayer point. The Bible says all things work together for good to those of us who love God and who are called according to his purpose. For the kingdom of God, there is a good coming out of this pandemic. Truly, the hearts of people have been prepared for the gospel. People who hitherto did not know that there was God know that there's somebody outside this planet that controls affairs in this planet.
And so our job as believers, when this season is over, when restrictions in movements and in gatherings have been lifted, is to go and win souls. I'll read John chapter 4. John chapter 4, Jesus himself speaking here. St. John's Gospel chapter 4. Let me start from verse 34. John 4 verse 34, I'll read a few verses. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." For believers, I'm asking you, lift up your eyes. Look at the field. They are already ripe. It is God himself who ripened them. Their hearts are already, they already have a vacuum in their hearts. And so we're going to pray. Lord, fourth prayer point. Dear Lord, please strengthen your church and strengthen me and grant us grace to focus on soul winning, so as to bring in a great harvest into your kingdom after the coronavirus pandemic. Lord, strengthen your church. Help us to be properly focused. Give us grace that after this pandemic, we will win souls. There will be a great harvest of the field that God has ripened through this coronavirus. Can we pray? Yourself, Lord, make me a soul winner. Let me be fruitful and let me multiply. Let me preach in my school, let me preach in my office, let me preach in my home, in my neighborhood, amongst my family and friends. Tell them about the loving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The harvest is ripe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, Lord, your word says all things work together for good to those of us who love you and who are called according to your purpose. I pray for myself. I pray for everyone that is watching me. And I pray for the church, New Covenant Church, and your body, the body of Christ worldwide, that through this coronavirus, Lord, you will strengthen us as a church. We pray, oh God, you will refocus us to what is paramount in your heart. That, Lord, soul winning will become a lifestyle. That we will go out and preach in our schools, in our offices, in our neighborhoods, to our family and friends. Which we will preach the loving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, oh God, that there will be a great harvest of souls following this coronavirus pandemic. In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. For this session, the last prayer point. There was a time there was some problem. You know, I told you that when God wants to deal in the Old Testament times, when he wants to deal with people who have gone into error, usually he sends either war, famine, or pestilence. There was a case like this in Numbers chapter 31 when the children of Israel had just fought a war with the Midianites. I want to see what after the war, I want to see their verdict. Numbers 31. Numbers 31, and we read verse 49. Numbers chapter 31 and verse 49. After an event like this, what was the outcome? And they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. Not one of us is missing." That will be your portion. You didn't hear me. I say, in your family, among your loved ones, whether they are with you at home, they are outside the country, they are overseas, they are somewhere else, after this pandemic, no one shall be missing. Another scripture in Exodus, the people of Israel said, "We will not leave a hoof, not the hoof of one of our animals will be left behind." So not only will you not lose a life, you will not lose your property. You will not lose your job. You will not lose your business. So the fifth prayer point, Father, prayer point number 5, you are going to pray for yourself and your family ones, members. Father, we declare that when this plague is over, no one shall be missing amongst us and nothing shall be lost, in Jesus' name. Again, Father, we declare that when this plague is over, no one shall be missing amongst us and nothing shall be lost, in Jesus' name. Can you pray for yourself and your family members? Thank you, Father. Merciful Father, today we pray and we cry unto you concerning everyone named by your name in New Covenant Church, in Nigeria and all over the world, concerning every member of our families, our staff and workers, members of our extended families, our domestic workers, everyone associated with us. Like you did in times of old, dear Father, we pray that when this plague is over, no one shall be missing. No hoof shall be lost. No one shall die amongst us of coronavirus. No one shall die of any other plague, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that no one shall lose his job. No one shall close down his business. No one shall suffer economically as an aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, in the name of the Lord Jesus. No one missing, nothing lost, nothing broken, because of your faithfulness. Blessed be your name, Father. Give praise, give glory, give honor, give adoration.
Cross my debt, you the grave to the throne. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name
on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Love to sing praise it. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praise.
A very, very special day. Good Friday. The day Jesus was crucified for you and for me. Let's read one account of what happened on that first Good Friday from the account of John. St. John's Gospel, chapter 19. John chapter 19, I will read from verse 28. Jesus had been on the cross now from about 12 noon on that Good Friday, and he gave up the ghost about 3 o'clock. It was 3 hours hanging there in the sun. John 19 from verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the bodies should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Verse 32. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. May the Lord bless his words into our hearts. In Jesus' name. Jesus cried out, it is finished. We want to pray this remaining time concerning the blood of Jesus. Jesus was crucified. Blood came out from these parts of his body, from the head, because the crown of thorns was forced into his head. Blood came out from his palms because it was nailed on the hand to the cross. Blood came out from his feet because it was nailed on his feet to the cross. Blood came out from all over his body because it took 39 stripes of scourges. And finally, blood came out from his side because it was pierced with a spear. Blood had to come out. Jesus had to shed his blood on that first Good Friday for you and for me. What is the significance of the blood of Jesus that was shed? The first was for your salvation, for my salvation. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22. Unless somebody shed his blood, your sin, my sin, could not be forgotten or forgiven. In the Old Testament times, the high priest needed to come once a year to the Holy of Holies with the blood before God, asking for forgiveness on behalf of the people. But Jesus, our high priest, did it once and for all using his own blood. No wonder the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. The blood of Jesus for your salvation. Jesus shed his blood. If you are watching me today, I'm telling you that on the first Good Friday, Jesus shed his blood. He didn't commit any sin. You have committed sins you cannot pay for. And he has taken your place on the cross, dying for your sins. You don't need to die for your sins again. Jesus has paid the price fully. You also can receive redemption through the blood. You also can have forgiveness of your sins if you accept Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord. So if you are watching me and you are not saved, you are not washed in the blood, today you need to give your heart to the Lord Jesus. The blood of animals will not save you. Your righteousness, giving alms, giving scholarships to people, helping people, will not save you. The Bible says all our self-righteousness is like a filthy rag. So I would like to ask you, my brother and my sister, are you washed? Are you washed in the blood? In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? If you want to take advantage of the death of Jesus Christ on your behalf, what you need to do is to accept the fact that he died for you. Confess you are a sinner. Ask him to come and wash you and live his life in you. Then you will be justified. You have the hope of reigning with him. So if you are ready to give your heart to the Lord Jesus, I want to pray with you. Please close your eyes and say this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, on the first Good Friday, you took my place on the cross and you died for me. I acknowledge I am a sinner and I cannot pay for my sin. Please come and forgive me. Wash me. Give me your spirit that I may live my life for you. Come into my heart. From today, be my Savior. Be my Lord forever. Please keep me forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Now let me pray with you. Father, I thank you for those who have made this prayer of salvation today. I know angels are rejoicing because of those who have turned their hearts back to the Father today. I pray, oh God, you will accept them. I pray you will wash them. I pray you will write their name in the book of life. I pray you will keep them to the end. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. I ask you, if you have just given your heart to the Lord Jesus, go to a Bible-believing church near you. Tell them I'm born again. They will lead you and help you to grow. You can also communicate with us through our website, newcovenantchurchnigeria.org, or worship in any branch of New Covenant Church all around you. We have a branch of New Covenant Church around the world. Please join us as soon as possible. God bless you. We are talking about the blood of Jesus. Three things we are going to pray for before we go concerning the blood of Jesus. The significance of the blood of Jesus. One is that we can use it for prayer of supplication. You are asking for something from God. I will read the scripture. Romans chapter 8 from verse 32. Romans chapter 8 from verse 32. Prayer of supplication. Supplication is not only petitioning, but asking with reason, providing your strong reasons why God must answer you. Romans 8, 32 to 34. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus had paid the price on a Good Friday. He rose on Resurrection Sunday. The Bible says he's at the right hand of God, interceding for you, interceding for me. How does he intercede? Jesus doesn't need to talk when he's beside the Father. When you are praying, when I'm praying, he just needs to be at the right hand of the Father. Let us assume the Father is here. And just say, Father, look at my hands. It's because of her that I was pierced. It's because of her that I took the nails. It's because of her that I shed my blood. The Bible says, who is risen and now at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And the 32nd verse says, if the Father did not withhold his son, what else will he not give to you? So the prayer of supplication, pleading the blood of Jesus, Lord, please give me this because of the blood of Jesus. I'll give the points together so that we can pray in the last few minutes. Second significance is defense in spiritual warfare. When the enemy is attacking you, when the evil one is striking you, you can run under the cover of the blood of Jesus. In the Old Testament times, at the Passover night, when the children of Israel were going to leave Egypt, God commanded them, put the mark of the blood of an animal on your lintel, on your doorposts. When the angel of destruction comes, he will see the blood and pass you over. That's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we don't need the blood of rams. We don't need the blood of animals. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and 24. Hebrews 12, 24. It's talking about to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. So when the enemy attacks you, your health, your properties, your finances, your ministry, any aspect of your life, you can run under the cover of the blood of Jesus. Are you ready? I'll give a testimony before we continue. Almost 30 years ago, going to 30 years ago, my wife and myself were sleeping in our house in the night, and I had a dream. I was attacked and shot at close range with a gun. Somebody came just before me, maybe 2-3 feet before me, and shot me. And immediately in that dream, my head, blood was gushing out, and I put my hand on the head. In the dream, I was crying, the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. And I woke up with my finger on my head, crying the blood of Jesus. And the head was paining me. Shortly before then, I lost a dear person, somebody dear to me. And the autopsy read that he died of subarachnoid hemorrhage, which means bleeding from the brain. And so the enemy told me in my sleep, you see, that is subarachnoid hemorrhage. And life was ebbing out of me. About 2 a.m. in the night, I cried, I started praying, pleading the blood of Jesus. My wife woke up After I prayed for 30 minutes, there was no respite. I woke up my wife. Thank God she was beside me. I narrated what happened. And she said I should remove my finger. She put her finger there and started pleading the blood of Jesus. Within 10 minutes, there was a respite. The pain went and we slept at a good night. Are you listening to me? For 1 month after that, my hand, the finger of my wife was in serious pain. Can doctors heal that type of pain? Spiritual warfare. So you want to deliver your husband? I will take you instead. But what am I saying? I cried the blood of Jesus and I was delivered. That will be 27, 28 years ago. It is efficacious. Are you under the siege? Run to the blood of Jesus. It is good for defense. Lastly, the blood of Jesus is significant for attack in spiritual warfare. I've talked about supplication in prayer. I've talked about defense in spiritual warfare. Number three, attack in spiritual warfare. Revelations 12 verse 11. Revelations 12 verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. You can arrest the progress of the enemy by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says you will overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony that you are a child of God. I arrest you. Leave my child. Leave my business. I overpower you by the blood of Jesus. So we are going to go into prayer now. We start from the first one. Prayer of supplication. Is there anything that you have been asking from the Lord? The Bible says the Father did not withhold his son Jesus. He released him for you. What else will he not give? You are going to pray, Father, you who did not spare your son, please answer my prayer concerning A, B, C in Jesus' name. Can we start to pray? You know your prayer point. Take it to the Lord, asking that I plead the blood of Jesus. Jesus, please intercede on my behalf. You didn't spare your son Jesus. Please answer my prayer concerning this. Please pray. Pray. Pray and agonize in prayer in the next few minutes. Precious Father, we pray in Jesus' name. After this broadcast from 5 to 6, we have asked all members of the church to remain in your closet to pray before you break your fast. So you still have 1 hour after this broadcast to pray on these points. Just note the scriptures, note the prayer points. The next prayer point is prayer of defense. Father, together with my household, I run under the covering of the blood of Jesus. I plead that the blood of Jesus will preserve, protect, and deliver me from A, B, C in Jesus' name. I'll repeat. Father, together with my household, I run under the covering of the blood of Jesus. I plead that the blood of Jesus will preserve, protect, and deliver me from A, B, C in Jesus' name. Can you start to pray?
precious Father. Don't forget, you still have time after the broadcast to pray. The last prayer point is attack in spiritual warfare. Revelation 12:11 says, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The prayer point is, Lord, I overcome the devil and his agents and neutralize their power over me by the blood of Jesus. Don't forget, God says, by the blood you will overcome the enemy. You will overcome the devil. So I overcome the devil and his agents and neutralize their power over me by the blood of Jesus. As you pray, spend time to extend it to every needed area of your life. When you have prayed for some time in understanding, start to pray in the Holy Ghost, because this is the last prayer point before we end. To pray in tongues. You do not know how to pray as you ought to. Let the Spirit of God help your infirmity, neutralizing every power of darkness, breaking every hold of the evil one over your health, over your life, over your husband, over your wife, over your children, over your siblings, over your career. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the blood that was shed on the first Good Friday. Jesus, our Savior, thank you for the blood that came out of your head through the crown of thorns. The nail wounds on your palms, the blood gushed out. Nail wounds on your feet, blood gushed out. Stripes all over your body. The Bible says in Isaiah, you are not recognizable after you are dealt with. Just because of me, just because of us. Thank you for the blood that came from your side when you received the spear wound. Thank you, Father. We ask, oh God, concerning the supplications of your people, their desires. Father, you who did not withhold your son Jesus, they have cried to you today. I ask that you will hear from heaven, that you will answer their prayers
and that you will cause their joy to be full in the precious name of Jesus. As many as have been under the siege of the evil one, plague or pestilence, sicknesses over them and members of their household, financial poverty, problem, lack of peace between husband and wife, loneliness and singleness, barrenness. Oh God, I ask, as they run into the covering of the blood of Jesus, that they will be safe and secured, that no evil shall befall them, that none will lose their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you delivered me 27, 28 years ago when I pleaded the blood of Jesus. I ask that you would deliver your children, whatever may be the siege, whatever may be the attack of the enemy. Oh God, preserve their lives. Oh God, please deliver them in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, today, wherever the enemy has come, the Bible says if they come against us one day, one way, you promise they will flee at least seven ways. Wherever the enemy has come against your children, listening to this broadcast, watching me anywhere in the world, anyone called by your name, who the enemy has been attacking, we take the attack to the enemy's camp. We overcome the evil one by the power in the blood of Jesus. We neutralize their power. We silence every voice crying for vengeance by the voice of the blood of Jesus. We overpower the power of darkness. We break the hold of Satan over the lives, over the properties of your people in the name of Jesus. I declare liberty. I decree liberty. I declare liberty. The Bible says, he that the Son shall set free is free indeed. On this Good Friday, be free. The blood of Jesus sets you free. The blood of Jesus sets you free. Go and sin no more. In the precious name of Jesus. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Neklo rabo shantalaba. Ingro lobo bobo shantalaba hantaya. Jeke kenyantalaba kashantalaba. Sekbele debo sontoriyalaba.
Victory belongs to me. Oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Oh, 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 oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
Hallelujah.
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 Victory belongs to Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Victory belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
Go and walk in victory.
Amen.
Go and walk in dominion.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The love of God.
Amen.
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Abides with you forevermore.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Amen.